Hello, Anthony Lawrence speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Anthony. It's Samantha. He's calling you from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Yes, excellent, excellent. I am fantastic. What did you say your name was?
Samantha, that is wonderful to hear, Anthony. First of all, welcome on board. I would like to walk you through the process and how we'll be going about doing this for you, if it's a good time.
It is a great time.
Okay,
Yes.
perfect.
I definitely look forward to it. What do
Okay.
we need to do?
All right. First of all, I have a couple of questions to ask you. So, first one is a
Yes.
very obvious one. What exactly is the book about, and how did you end up writing this book? What's the vision behind it?
Yes, a great question. Like I was telling Rob, what did you say your name was again? I'm sorry.
Samantha.
Samantha. Yeah, Samantha, how you doing? My name's Anthony Lawrence. Everyone calls me Doug. So
Doug, okay.
I'm already an author. I've been published over 3 times. I have 3 books available on Amazon and all the mostly most of the bookstores. I was published by the Beckham House Publications Group.
Okay.
My prior publisher, his name's Barry Beckham. So it,
Okay.
he, it was, so it was really It was a joint venture publishing. I wrote 3 books, had a lot of success. They're currently still available. But I spent the last 20 years working for the government. And
Okay.
so when you work for the government, they sort of take away your voice. Meaning that, I can't defend and represent people and then have a bunch of books out in the market.
I
So
hear
I
you.
sort of put my So I sort of put my book career on the back burner while I was working for the government. However, in January, I retired from the government, and I've always had this real short children's book, really it's for youth, about the experience of running a relay team, running in a track meet at the Penn Relays in Franklin at Franklin Field. And so there's a lot of nostalgia in the story, but it's very short. It's only about, depending on the formatting and the way it's done, it's only a real short story, but that's what a lot of the celebrities and a lot of the people, that's a good market right now. LeBron James, Steph Curry, it's for like children, say 9 through 15, 16-ish,
Gotcha.
and it's a fun story about the relay anchor, and the title could be something like The Big Race or The Relay Anchor or something like that, and it takes place in Philadelphia. He's on the track with his teammates, and as the race is about to begin, he reflects on each one of his teammates and how they got there. They're all from very different backgrounds, but they came together to form this relay team. And that's really what it is. And it's a short, but there's a lot of nostalgia in the story. And like I was telling Rob, I already have an audience. Now I'm into education now. I run a program, a career-ready program at a high school in Pennsylvania, and we're getting ready to expand to other schools. So I already have an attentive audience. And not only that, people already know that I've written books. Here's the catch, Samantha. I haven't published a book in over 15 years.
Oh, wow.
So here's the thing. The other stories that I wrote were, about I was called the choices author, for young adults making the right choices. The first book I wrote was titled The Ring of Betrayal. All these books, you could Google all this stuff, it pops up. The Ring of Betrayal, Then the follow-up, it wasn't really the follow-up, but it was my second book, was titled When Tomorrow Comes. And then the last book I wrote that was really made me a, I'm not going to say a celebrity, but kind of a celebrity, I No Longer Play the Game. And that was my most recognized book.
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting. Are you using your actual name or are you using a pen name for the public?
No, I use Anthony. I go by Anthony Lawrence. Anthony Lawrence.
Go ahead. You were telling me something.
Yeah, and so the three books did very well. But, you know, like I said, I was on a 10-book city book tour. You know, I've done the Harlem Book Festival. I've done, been to Minneapolis, been to Toronto, but when you work for the government, you begin the, I was an investigator, so I didn't have the freedom and independence to write, you know, like I once did, you know. And so I just sort of stopped. And lo and behold, my publisher, Barry, who published the first three books, he's still alive, but he's suffering from it. He's very ill.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I told him I had a short story, and when I mean short story, this story's probably, 15 pages. But for the market, with a couple illustrations, and I wanted to do something that was clean, didn't have any profanity, you know, nothing that was real controversial. I just wanted a nostalgic story about urban kids coming together to form a relay team, and they win. And they win the big meet, and it's a win-win for everybody. You know, it's a win-win for everybody involved, you know, and that's what I was shooting for. And so when I contacted Barry, Barry said, man, I would love to do it. I wish we would have did this 10 years ago. But, you know, he gave up the publishing rights to the Beckham House Publications Group.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I physically just can't do it. You know, and I said, okay, well, that puts me in a precarious predicament because Barry has been my Quincy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if I'm Michael, Barry's my Quincy Jones.
Gotcha.
You know, if I'm Smokey Robinson, Barry's been my Barry Gordy, you know, because he's published all three of my books.
Right.
So this would be the first time that it was sort of self-published or done without Barry. But my market is bigger now than it was when I first came out as an author. Because when I first started out, I was a relative unknown. I was 25 years old, you know, and just had a thought, just had a message. You know, and I sort of went out on faith, created a name for myself, became the novelette guru with these books, and then my world published print on demand came out.
Mm-hmm.
Right at the time, no, in 2004, at the time where major bookstores had to buy your books and keep them in stock, that's when print on demand broke. And that really changed everything in publishing. It literally changed everything because then people, bookstores like, you know, Borders and Borders and, you know, other Caribou Books and other mainstream bookstores no longer had to have your book in stock or pre-order your book.
Yes.
You know, they could just wait until they were ordered. And that changed the book game.
Mm-hmm.
And so completely changed the book game, a lot of, you know, authors that I knew, people like Kayla Perrin, Zane, you know, it changed the book world. And so I said, you know what? What I'm going to do is just focus on my government job. And that's what I did for 20 years. And then in 2023, I retired. But I always had this story that I wanted to share. And because it was such a such a fun story,
engaging as well, the story.
Yeah, yeah, and it's timely. Of course, you know, track and field. You know, you have the, you know, this, the world championships are coming up this summer. You know, the Olympics will be back, and it'll be a, and because now that I'm in the education, I already have a captive audience.
Exactly.
I just don't want to present books that I presented. I mean, that I wrote 20 years ago. You know, I want to present something fresh and new.
Yes. According to the current era, of course. And I think this book is exactly what you're looking for. So, Anthony, thank you so much for providing this insight on the project. This helps me understand where exactly you're coming from and what your vision is on the bigger picture. So that's all good to go.
Yes.
Another question for you. Do you have any estimated timeline or deadline for this project completion?
Well, I was telling Rob, I want this done now. I mean, that's why I went ahead and paid it. And when you see the story, first of all, I'm not a poor writer, you know. So, but it needs book editing, like just to make sure that there's no mistakes, and you know the syntax is fine. But I wanted a kid-friendly, well-written book.
Gotcha.
You know, that made sense. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The spelling and all that, it shouldn't have any errors. I just want to make sure that the book is youth-friendly and makes sense.
Of course.
You know, and I know it makes sense. It's just a short system, probably barely 10 pages when you see it. But it could be longer than 10. It depends on how the editing and how the, you know how they do books,
yes,
like with spacing and
how
font and all that kind.
In terms of the layout,
yeah,
and everything. So that matters,
yeah,
a lot. I completely understand.
Yeah.
Okay, Anthony, I would like you to sign up on our portal. Are you sitting in front of your computer right now so I can walk you through,
yes,
the steps?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you need to find
I still have Rob's thing open. Should I close the chat that I was in with,
yes,
Rob, or what should I do?
Yes, please close out. So you need to go to your email.
Oh, I
your
need to go
account.
Into my email.
Yes.
Okay, so you sent me an email. Okay.
Yes.
Let me just close
there
it. Close
out. Yeah, there's an invitation sent to you from our online portal called Creative Design Agency. So you need to find that,
okay,
invitation email in your inbox.
Okay, okay, here, let me, I'm going in right now, and I appreciate you taking the time. This has been very, let's see. Okay, so, okay. Wait a second. Okay, boom. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Take your time.
Okay, it's loading. Okay, so, okay, now you said creative design.
Yes.
Ryan Williams from Welcome Aboard.
Yes.
That, oh, creative design, that's it.
Yes,
that's it. Yep. Ryan Williams wrote a message. Yep. Creative,
yes,
design. Now you said there's a
invitation. You need to see Brian's email and go to the previous one, the first email that you got. It should be something like, you have been added to Creative Design Agency. Click here to get started. That's where you need to go.
Hmm.
Brian is
the one
that's before
him. Because he has book editing services, download, book cover design, download. That's not the email.
No. There should
okay,
be another one before that.
Okay. Okay. I see you. Yep. All right. You've been added. Get started.
Yes.
Okay.
Click
get started. Right?
Yes.
Creative design. Get started. Get started. Boom.
Once you get started, it's going to ask you to set up a password. So I will request you to do that and also pin this tab on your browser or bookmark it so you don't forget, because this is the portal that we'll be using for further communications. You with me?
Yes. So where it says create a password, let me see here. Let me make sure that I hit that password in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bam. I would like to receive news about Teamwork products or by signing up your green.
You don't need to check mark the first option where they say that you should be receiving news about their new products. Click on the second one. Check mark the second option where it says that we'll be storing your information.
Okay, and then boom. All right, now finish sign up. Okay, yep. It's going to Teamwork now. It says, okay.
Yeah, the next thing that you need to do is find me the option for messages. It should be right on top where your name is listed. And
messages.
Then, yes.
Just so I'm clear, and I'm not real good at this, to say, add this page to favorites, I just checked that, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
I just checked that and favorites bar, table task, Lawrence, and then done, right? Boom.
Yes.
Boom. Okay. All right. Yeah, so I put it to messages. Now, go to messages, you said?
That is correct.
Okay. Messages, yep. Okay. Welcome on board, Brian
Click
Williams.
On that.
Okay.
Yes. Click on welcome on board.
The welcome on board or to the two attachments?
Yes. No. On
the
welcome
on
board.
Board.
Yes.
Okay. Welcome. Okay.
Correct. Yeah. Once you click on Welcome on Board, you'll be able to see the complete message along with the attachments. And there's an option to add reply right at the bottom. Do you see that?
Yeah. Add and reply. Boom. Yep.
Yes. Once you click on that, it gives you the option to type a message just like an email, and it allows you to attach a file. Right at the bottom of that text box, you should see who should be notified, and then below that, it has a file section where it says attach a file. Do you see that?
Yeah, it says type a message, or you can hit the change to attach a file to it.
Yes. This is what you will be using
to... Oh, who should be notified, and then post, attach a file. Yeah, attach a file.
Yes.
Yep.
You attach your manuscript here, but before that, I would like you to download the two attachments that you see with Brian's message.
The two with, so just hit download all, okay?
Yes.
Boom.
Once you download them, you'll be able to fill out all the details that are required by the team in order to proceed with the editing services. So you fill these forms out, and you type back a response to me or Brian, and you attach both the brief forms along with the manuscript by going to this particular option that I just walked you through. You with me?
It came up when I hit those. It's now it's saying book cover design and then attached to. It kind of took me to, and then attached to welcome aboard. Did it take? It seemed it took me away from where I was a second ago.
Okay, you just need to go back. You just need to go back. Yeah, just go back. I think it should get you back in the messages section.
Okay. All right,
try
so
that.
I'm back now. So that,
mm-hmm.
All right, so at where it says download all, just download those?
Yes, just click on download. It's going to facilitate you in terms of downloading both the files. Once they are downloaded to your computer, you can fill out those free forms, you know, answer to the questions that are being asked by our team, of course.
Should I do that now while you're on the phone? No,
you can take your time. You can do this later on. Of course, these are detailed brief forms, so it will require for you to sit down and actually respond to each and everything that is there to the best of your abilities, you know. So I will let you do that once I hang up. But before I go, I just wanted to make sure that you know how to use the portal. Once you're done filling those brief forms out, you need to come back to this very same page, add a reply, and attach your files there along with the manuscript. How about we do a test message by you sending me the manuscript? Can you upload the manuscript right now so I can confirm that I received it?
Yeah, and that's what I'm concerned. Like right now, when I went off that page at the bottom where it says add or reply, that's where I would add it, right? I would hit add reply, right?
Yes, that is correct. That's the only option you need to use. Nothing else. We'll keep it simple.
And what I'm trying to do, and then where it says attach files, mm-hmm. where I attach it, do I hit attach files or do I just
attach a file, and then it's going to give you the option to add files. You click on that as well.
Yeah. All right, add files, boom. And then,
it redirects you to your computer.
Boom. There it is. It's there now. Yep. It's called City. I named it tentatively City Kids Triumph, although we might can change that to like the Big Race or something like that. Yep.
Gotcha. Once you select the file, you need to type a message because in order to send a file, you need to type in something like here is my manuscript or whatever you feel is relevant.
Where do I type that at?
There's a drop box just above the attach a file option. You see that, right? Where it says type your message here.
It says who should be notified. Oh, type your message here. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Here is the file. Right?
Yeah. That's good to go. Once you type that out, you go right at the bottom where it says post your reply.
Okay. At the bottom you said it says post your reply?
That is correct.
Oh, yeah, post your reply. Yep, post your reply. Boom. There you go. You should have it.
Okay, let me refresh my system and see if I got this.
City Kids Triumph. Yep.
Perfect. I got it. You have done an excellent job, Anthony. And this is the only option that you have to use, okay? So you don't need to get confused with any other options that are available on this dashboard. We'll keep it very simple, all right?
Absolutely. That works better for me. So in reference to those other pages that I need to complete, I've already downloaded those. I just need to go back and see those and then fill those out and send those to you, correct?
Correct. Just like how you uploaded this file, that's how you need to work with the brief forms that you have downloaded. You just need to open the downloaded files, fill out the information, and save it, of course, on your computer. Go back to the add reply option, select the desired files, and post your reply. Boom, I'm going to receive it.
Samantha, what was your email again that I just sent to? I just want to make sure I have your info in case I get lost or something.
Of course. You can write down my email address, which is samantha.hayes. Let me spell that out.
Yeah, H-A-Y-E-S.
That is correct. At penguinbookwriters.com.
Okay.
Can you
Excellent.
Repeat that for me? I just want to make sure you got the correct email.
Yes, Samantha, Samantha, Hayes, Hayes, at penguinbookwriters.com.
Okay, you got it. Excellent. All right, just
and
in case
your
if you get
number,
lost.
And what's your phone number, Samantha?
Let me provide
number?
My phone number to you as well. Let me know once you're ready.
Yes.
All right, so that's going to be 408.
Okay.
6899.
Wow, are you down in the Atlanta area, huh? Wow.
Yes, that is correct. So this is my personal cell number, and the number that I'm calling you from, it's the main line, you know, the official main line number. That is
218-300-9881.
Yes. If you call on this number, my extension is 606.
606. Now, will you be the one of the editors, Samantha, or what's your role?
I'm actually the head of the entire production team. So the main person, the primary contact, will be Brian Williams, but I will be coming in the middle and, you know, taking care of things. If there are any concerns or issues that might appear, then I will be the go-to person for you. Otherwise, Brian will be handling the day-to-day task activities on the project. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine. And just so I'm clear, Samantha, how long does this process take approximately?
Okay, it completely depends on the editing, on the level of extensive edits that we are looking at. See, if the team thinks that the manuscript looks good as it stands and there are just minor compliance check issues, for example, we just need to go over this and thoroughly proofread it, the rest is good to go, then of course it's not going to take that much time. It should barely take maximum 1 or 2 weeks in order for us to get this ready. However, illustrations is something that might take some time, because you can understand that we'll be creating customized characters for the book, and then we will begin with the illustrations. So all of that will be done from scratch.
Yes.
Yeah, so
excellent.
That might take some time. However, it is too early to give you any firm deadline at this point of time, Anthony. Let us review the manuscript, and then we will let you know in regards to the tentative timeline. Sounds good?
Samantha, that's excellent. I mean, that's excellent. That's all I could ask for. I appreciate your professionalism.
Perfect.
And I just want to make sure. Yeah. And I'll get to those. Is it okay that I get to those other pages later on this evening?
Of course. Take your time. You can get back to me by tomorrow, okay? That's not a problem.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Samantha.
No worries. Thank you so much for your time, Anthony. Before I let you go, are there any questions, concerns whatsoever?
No, I think that if for some reason this page did not save to my favorites, how do I just go back to creativedesignagency.eu.teamwork.com?
That is correct. Once you enter Creative Design Agency on your browser without any spaces, it will actually show you in the history the previous link or page that you visited. So that will be a much easier option for you to go from. Try that. If it works, it's all good.
Okay. That's great. I just want to make sure that I get to those pages. And you said this will be the point of contact and reference from now on. So
exactly.
I want to make sure I did. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you again, Samantha. I appreciate
no
you, Ms. Hayes. Thank you
Thanks
again.
Thanks for your time.
Very
again.
Good.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Great. Very good.